It's time for Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymore. From corporate executive to CEO to entrepreneur and the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live. This podcast is all about digital marketing, building a business you love, and creating a brand that's authentic to who you are. So if you're ready for honest, raw marketing conversations that you will not find anywhere else, let's freaking get it.
Welcome back to Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby, and I have a co-host today.
It's Elena.
And Elena's been with SCM for
a little over a year now.
As a what?
As an account manager and content creator.
God, we've already recorded this and deleted it because obviously I've been like really into deleting things lately and she questioned what she actually did for us.
It's
kind of got awkward.
I've actually wanted to talk about this because I feel like I have two titles.
Now I'm scared of what you're about to say, but go ahead.
I already said it.
What did we say?
I feel like I have two titles. So like I never know which one to say.
What do you mean?
Like account manager and content creator.
You're a content creator and an account manager of the content that you create.
Yeah. rolls off the tongue. You know what I mean?
Hi, I'm Elena and I content create your account management.
I'm a manager for the content that's created by the content creator, which is also me. So
it may seem like a different, anyway, whatever. We're going to talk real shit with social, but first we're going to do rapid fire questions for you.
Yeah.
As a social media manager, she has not been prepped.
No, I'm a little nervous.
I'm actually kind of scared too, because I haven't read them. I ChatGPT'd that shit.
Okay. So we're both going to be surprised.
Both surprised. We don't know what's coming out. Okay. You're going to have, I love that. Okay. First off, she has a mic. It's not hooked
up.
Is
it warm?
It's a prop. Okay, here we go. First question. Are you ready? What's your favorite social media platform to work with and why?
Instagram, because I know it the best.
Which one do you hate the most?
Facebook.
Why? Is it because your generation's not on it? But I feel like it still works.
No, it does. Like, if you can really find your community there, I think that has, like, a better conversion rate, quote unquote, than, like, Instagram. And those people are, like, they're older. They're going to comment. They're like, oh, my God, yeah, I love you. And they're going to, like, follow through.
Do Gen Zers comment?
No.
Do Gen Zers like to be seen?
No. Well, I don't like. I will.
Do we call Gen Zers the lurkers?
Yes. I, as a Gen Z, will love a post.
If you didn't know, she's a Gen
Z. I'm 21. Hair flip. Yeah, I did a hair flip, guys.
Okay, next.
I will literally like this. I love this post. I'll think about it the next day and I'll be like, oh, let me go find that again. I'm sure I liked it. Because it's not an instinct for me to like something that I like.
So do you like all my posts and share them and save them?
Yes.
All of them?
Every single one.
She's going to let me see her phone.
Private.
How do you approach creating engaging content for different audiences? She's like, but how much do I actually tell? All of it.
Go to the client's website. And I do like a huge deep dive. We talk about what their target audience is. And then usually I'll go on socials and just kind of like research. I know obviously my feed is not going to be what like you're going to see. Like I'll try to pick.
Are you saying I'm older than you?
I say jokes all the time. And you're like, Elena, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm funny. Just no one understands me.
Gen Z shit. Okay. So anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So like website. Then we talk about like what they're looking for, who they think their target audience is. And then at that point, I'll do, like, social research. So, like, try to, like, look for trends that are not super niche. Like stuff that, I don't know how to explain that.
Okay, I need you to tell them, first off, break down trends. Because we're not talking, when we say trends, mm-hmm. her and I, mm-hmm. we're not talking about dancing trends.
Yes, no.
We're talking about relatable content that's trending. That we could help that product or service-based business create content based on that. So maybe trending audio that will help that piece of content get to a larger audience.
Trending like phrases, like POV.
Like POV is huge.
Yes.
Which if you don't know what that means, all of you should, is another point of view.
Like when I, it's like another way to do like POV. Because it's like, it's putting the audience in your shoes. And that's what hooks them.
You have to be relatable with content.
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole yet.
Different
day. So your goat, wait. So how do you approach, let me answer this as well with you. Because like, we're just going to wrap this in a pretty bow. Basically with SCM, what we do is we do a strategy deep dive. Mm-hmm. We know our platforms front to back. We know which platforms target what audiences. and we know how to create the content to like appeal to said audience. Yeah. For example, Facebook is the older generation.
Yeah.
We know that we're going to get a lot more engagement on certain pieces of content because they love to be seen.
Yeah.
Versus Instagram, TikTok, you can kiss that shit goodbye because they're not going to engage as much. Mm-hmm. But if you don't tell, here's a little tidbit. If you don't tell your audience what to do next, it might sound like the simplest thing. So CTA is call to action. So if you don't tell them, give some examples.
Check out the link in our bio for our freebie. Like whenever you do freebies, like comment this for the freebie or go to our website to schedule, comment a heart if you want the link. Like just kind of stuff like that. You're telling them their next move that's going to bring them farther along in the journey of being hopefully a consumer.
Yes. Perfect. Number three, what's your go-to?
Jeez.
What is your go-to strategy for increasing organic reach on social media? If you don't say something, I know what it should be. You don't know what it should be. I feel like you're blanking.
No, you gotta get in front of the camera. You have to, if you are behind the brand, you need to get in front of the camera and you need to talk and introduce yourself. You need to get all your followers to know who you are inside and out. As much as I'm not saying you need to show where your kids like go to school, you don't need to show your house, it's not that, but it's, hi, I'm so-and-so. This is what I do. This is why I love what I do. Like, you have to make them feel like they know you. And so then they're going to have a relationship with you through the phone, parasocial relationships. Parasocial relationship, that's basically, like, your favorite influencer. Like, me and my roommate, I will go to a roommate and be like, oh, my God, did you hear what so-and-so family's doing? And, like, I don't know them. Like, they have 50 million followers on TikTok. I've never met them. They don't know who I am. But I talk about them like I do. I talk about them like they're my neighbor because I know, because I quote unquote know them. And so that's like parasocial, like that girl that you're always like refreshing to see, like, ooh, did she post? Oh my God, I love her stories. Let me see, like that, like you don't have a real relationship with them.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like a lot of times what happens is when we tell people to get a little bit more personal on social, they think I'm telling them to tell everyone when they go to the bathroom.
No.
Or when their kid, where their kids go to school. Mm-hmm. Or like,
it's just, hi, I'm Elena. Or not, I wouldn't say I'm, but like, hey guys, it's Lana. This is my day today. Like, I'm going to my nail salon, then I'm going to go crunch out some work and then meet with Shelby and like just giving them a little insight. I'm not,
I love that you just said crunch.
Crunch.
You're a Gen Z-er. Wow. but she's right. Just giving them, like, a lot of times people just, I simply just tell people if you're not used to like sharing your life a little bit, sharing a to-do list because people are weird and they love to see
what you're doing,
what you're like. Do you like to work out? I use this all the time. So if you've followed me forever, you know I say this all the time. It's like, do you drink coffee? Do you drink water? Do you work out? Do you meditate? Do you journal? You know, do you love burgers? Like, those weird, like, little things about you is helping someone get through it.
But you don't need to post I heart burgers.
It's, I mean, just simple. If you want to.
I mean, if you can do whatever you want. But it's as simple as, like, I posted one time Burger Night. Do you remember that? Like,
no, I don't look at your content.
Well, okay, real friends remember everything I post, like, to the detail. So
I'm kidding. I do not remember, but I am supporting you right now.
Thank you. That's what I need right now.
Okay.
But so it's like I posted a picture of, like burger prep stuff and then, like, a soda. And I was like, Burger Night. And then it's like everyone knows that, like, I like to cook, or like it kind of, like, they can infer, you know what I mean? They can, like, read between the lines. You don't need to be like, I heart black coffee. Like, you don't need to say that. You can, but you don't need to.
I'm going to get on tomorrow
and say, I heart
black coffee. Actually, I haven't drank black coffee in a really
boxing.
While. I love boxing.
And see, and that'd be so true.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to make a piece of content, which you're actually not going to see this because, like, this is going to be released a couple weeks later, but. Mm-hmm. I'm going to heart everything I love. I heart blah, I heart blah, I heart blah, because Elena told me I shouldn't.
And this is breaking the mold. Being authentic.
Making waves.
In ASMR. Shelby loves ASMR.
You know what? I think it's a new thing because, like, it's been around a while.
Do you listen to it?
No. It drives me crazy. Like, Are you serious? Am like.
I love that, though.
So I think what I'm going to start doing, Elena did tell me this. I know we're getting off on a rant, but Elena did tell me this, that she goes to sleep to ASMR. So every day I'm going to start.
No secrets here.
Sending her ASMR voice memos for her to fall asleep to. Like, you did a great job today.
I'm going to think it's like an emergency. I'm going to open it. Like,
do you always think it's an emergency when I text you?
I won't lie to you. Whenever you text me captions to get my opinion, it like it'll start off sounding really deep and I'm like, God, like what happened? Like I swear.
Like And you're like, oh shit, this is just a caption. Mm-hmm. Is it too deep? At though? Least do you think my writing style lately has gotten too deep?
No, I don't. But like we'll be talking and then it's like, I personally have felt that struggle and I'm like, what struggle? Like, what are we talking about?
But, it's like, that's how my brain works.
Yes.
Which we talk about fun. 50 things and then there's another.
That's thing. How we had to delete the last podcast because me and you were like.
We deleted it. Yeah, we deleted it. Okay, let's go. See, we got off track. Okay, yeah. I don't even know what the last question was. Okay, how do you stay updated on the latest social media trends and algorithm changes?
I don't. Do I research?
I don't.
I'm also chronically online. I'm scrolling. I'm trying. It's a habit I'm trying to break, but I'm always online. I love pop culture. In my free time, I'll like. This is embarrassing, but it's just you guys, so I'll tell you. I will watch like 30-minute YouTube video essays about like pop culture and like deep dives. Like Mark, like I enjoy that a lot.
I used to watch things like that.
It's like so
interesting. Every time I'd come home from work, I would literally turn on like E News.
Yeah. Yep.
I wanted to know all the celebrity guys. I used to watch The Kardashians.
I watched like a 40-minute thing about how Kylie Jenner is like falling. Like she's like allegedly about to go bankrupt. And it's not drama, but it's like looking at her businesses.
Shut up, is she?
Yes.
Sidebar, a different topic.
Hurry, basically, do it really fast. Kylie Jenner, everyone thinks that she's about to go bankrupt because she's trying to sell her house and it hasn't sold in a month. So she's cut it in half, like a multi-million dollar home. Cut the price in half. But then if you look at her businesses, she keeps marketing these random businesses. Like, she just released a, like, vodka, like, seltzer. And, like, her posts are getting, like, 200,000 likes about it. But then she'll post, like, a cute photo from, like, her Vogue shoot. And it'll get, like, 6 million likes. So it's, like, her businesses are failing. Like, she's posting. Mm. She just did a fashion one. And, like, everyone had to return their clothes because they were bad. And so it's, like, cheap money grabs. And, like, Kylie skin? No.
Yeah, the cosmetics.
Kylie Lips, Cosmetics, yes. Whatever. So, like, that member, so she frauded being a billionaire with that company. And so now that came
what
out.
What do you mean?
She literally, like, her and Kris Jenner, like, faked being a billionaire to be on the Forbes, like, list. And it came out, and looking at the revenue, like, Kylie Cosmetics, their revenue hasn't been, it's been, like, going, like, down. Like, they haven't, like, their biggest year was their first year. It's never increased. It's just, it's, like, a steady decline. And a lot of people, different conversation, but a lot of people think it's because she is tying it to her face and her image. Whereas like Selena Gomez, it's Rare Beauty. It's not Selena Cosmetics. It's Rare Beauty. So there's a little bit of a dissociation there.
Okay. I feel like this is a way to tie this back in because of how fake everything is.
Yep.
And in a sense of like, you get to choose what you share.
Yeah.
And they got to write their narrative. So I always say that mm-hmm. you get to craft the perception of what the world sees of you.
Yep.
And now you have this free platform. So don't envy the people that you think are more successful than mm-hmm. you or better than you or whatever, because you don't really know.
No. And it's like, this is also like, none of this has been confirmed, but it's just like, this is also like what someone else painted. Like social media is so fake. Like, so
I think I'm pretty real.
You are the realest thing I've ever seen on social media. And I like, I'm fake on social media. I'll say
are
it.
You?
I'm trying to be real, yeah. But there's okay. I don't edit my photos. That's a rule I set for myself a long time ago. I don't edit my photos. That's just, I can't do that.
I think that's a mental thing too. Yeah. Like, not even necessarily for the outside world. Like, mm-hmm. when you start editing or altering your photos, your videos, what your life looks like, mm-hmm. you then...
That's like
think that that's what your life looks like, just like the world thinks that that's what your life looks like. And so like I don't find that's super healthy. And when you do that paired with imposter syndrome mm-hmm. or comparison, you are like setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, because you're gonna look in the mirror and it's like, who is that?
That's wow.
on Instagram.
So we stay up to date with social media trends.
We do.
By being on social media way too much, which all is actually time. Something that I changed this past year. So like I'm really glad I have people that work for me because I don't do that anymore. But I will say that is why another really important reason to do your research on the social media managers that you do hire mm-hmm. to make sure that they stay up to date on their trends, mm-hmm. meaning what is working and what is not working. Because if your social media manager that you have hired only pushes trending things such as trending audio or certain trends that are going around. Like you have to say a certain thing, insert whatever you do, mm-hmm. product or service you offer. And that is the only type of content that you're pushing.
Yeah.
That's not accurate. And you should not be paying them a lot of money. They should be altering some of your content to be authoritative, yeah. credibility, and you can do fun organic content. Yes, organic content is going to be do great, but at the same time, you still need to showcase like who you are, what it's like to work for you, what is the value you're bringing, and what sets you apart. Because if you aren't screaming from the rooftop what sets you apart, your morals, mm-hmm. your values, your mission, then truly you're just going to fall into the noise of social and like no one's going to yeah. know who you are. So if you're not ready to ruffle feathers, then maybe social media, number one, isn't for you, or maybe you're not with the right social media manager, because they should be pushing you to your limits, because you shouldn't be comfortable with every single thing that they suggest.
Yeah, I agree. Because I feel like if you're reaching out for social media management in some way, it might like scare you to do it on your own or use all the time. And so you need someone that's really going to know that element so they can push you in a healthy way to succeed. Because what it's like, if you're comfortable, you know what I mean? Like
what are you even doing?
Yeah. But two, on that note, trends, quote unquote trends, not every trend is going to fit your business. So like if you're with someone that's like just pushing really niche stuff, like what I consume in my free time is not going to work for 90% of my clients. That's just how that goes, because they don't want to talk to me. Like I don't, like I'm not their target audience, and that's okay.
And a lot of times when you do trends, it's not showing your personality. You're like stealing yeah. someone else's. Yeah,
exactly.
Trends literally make yes. my blood boil.
Yes.
When I used to stand on my front lawn and do them.
I've actually never done like dancing.
You should go back to OG Shelbs. John literally reminds me all the time that I used to go in our backyard and front yard and dance all the time. Every piece of content.
I don't think Mariana would let me live that down.
No. It wasn't until I just put a fake mic in front of my face that people thought it was real. And that is when I pivoted and I changed everything. And I just like my whole mindset's changed, but it's not about yep. me today. Okay. Wait, I had something else to say about, if you are a business owner, and this isn't like a sales pitch, but if you want it to be one, who cares? If you don't have a social media manager or a designated person within your business doing social media yeah. alone, like I used to work for oil and gas 8 years. I was their marketing director. I did website, print, digital, social, receptionist, conference, organization, promotional products. No. The social media person needs to be one person focused on social media, focused on what platforms fit your business, mm-hmm. what content you should be creating, and studying social at all times. That yeah. meaning get in classes where they can learn more, get in rooms where they can learn more. They need to be investing. You need to be investing in that position just like you would be investing in any other parts of your business, because yeah. this is your new form of marketing in the way for brand awareness, because your consumer, all of your consumers are on social. Whether that's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn is huge. People are sleeping on that. Yeah. And that is a really big game changer, whether it's Pinterest, YouTube, like whatever it looks like, you need to be having some one designated person on that job.
Are you looking for a marketing agency that can help you with social media management, content creation, photography, videography, website design, SEO, and so much more? Click the link in the show notes to learn how SEM can help you with all of your marketing needs.
Yes. Like quality social media is pretty much like a full-time job. Like I think moving into like 2024, it's like your marketing person being social media, print, website, everything you just said, that's not realistic. If you want it done well, you need to divide and conquer. It should be all in one person.
And if you're a business owner, because I'm one too, that tries to tell us that you should be handling your social and like no one else can handle it like you, that's also a lie, because truly, one, you're just going to throw content up there. Two, you don't understand social media unless you are a social media manager agency, which I still suck at posting. I can handle my personal brand like it's like the back of my hand, but like SEM, when you are promoting for your own business, like on a whim, or when you don't study what's working on social mm-hmm. and what's not, what's working and what's not working, then your content's going to fall flat and you're going to ask us, why am I not growing? So if you don't take the time to take a step back and say, I'm a business owner, I'm good at XYZ and social is my weak link, and actually hiring out for social, then you're really going to you should just hang it up.
It's like your audience can tell. They can tell if you're like, think about that. It's like, even though you might not see the person on the other side of the phone, I okay, well, I'm a social media manager, but like my roommate, someone that has no like skin in this game at all, she can tell if something looks sloppy and if it just looks rushed versus, oh my God, their Instagram is so cute. Like before I fell into this job, I would follow aesthetic Instagram accounts because they were well done, not because I was going to buy from them.
Oh, you're aesthetic girl.
Unfortunately.
I love a good aesthetic, but you ain't going to catch this girl being aesthetically pleasing.
I appreciate it, but I'm in like a t-shirt and like socks and biking shorts. So like, I don't walk the talk. Good point. But it's okay.
One other tip, because we're getting off of topic, but I actually like this conversation. I feel like the listeners are going to like it. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, and I'm whatever. I don't care. But when you create content, take yourself out of it. It's not about you. We're not in high school, and this is not a popularity contest. It's about your consumer and what's going to convert them from being a follower, from finding you on the internet to converting to a follower, to becoming a super fan, to buying every single thing that you put on the market, whether it's like a trash bag or a trash can. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you posting about you, unless you're trying to be an influencer, don't do it. Like, take yourself out of the equation. And what is the value that you are providing for the consumer, influencer actually or not? Because influencers still have to sell in order to make money.
Yeah.
So just remember that. Okay, next question. Okay. I don't feel like you're going to be able to answer this, or maybe so. Whatever. I'm going to ask it anyway. Can you share a memorable success story from one of your social media campaigns?
Yeah, I can talk about Before SEM.
Okay.
Well, I figured you don't want to talk about SEM.
Well, I don't care what you talk about. This is an open forum. Unless,
open forum.
That's not the right word. Unless it's something that I say, Mallory, cut, but go. I don't care what you talk about.
Basically, I put a lot of work into their content. Did a lot of research, and then this particular client was able to exceed what their like growth goal like every month. And like a lot of people said they came from socials. And so that was like really fulfilling to me to know the client liked it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. It was performing really well. And like not only likewise, but like people were following through. Like they would see the content, they would call, they would want to convert
dollars.
Yes, they'd want to make likes into dollars.
And said client, I think we're on the same page of knowing who this is, but said client is doing every single thing that we tell them to do.
They fully trust us. Yep.
They might not love it,
but they push themselves to be uncomfortable because they know that it's going to succeed.
And every time somebody did that, it has worked. Like, prime example, I had one when I first started, which we've had a lot. I'll say that. We're tooting our own horn here. But I remember one of the first ones, I was just starting and I didn't feel super qualified to do what I was doing because, like, truly, I was just getting into the social game. But, like, marketing is marketing in my brain.
Yeah.
So we had this one client that was, like, against TikTok. I don't know if you ever knew the story. Mm-hmm. Okay. Against TikTok. It was just me and MC at the time. And she only wanted to do Instagram. And she had this rare talent. And
that's such a mistake.
I know. Rare talent, meaning she was a wedding painter. I'll just say it, whatever. She has her own social person now. Like, she in-house person.
Is she on TikTok now? Is she on TikTok?
I'm about to tell
now?
The whole story. So yeah, you're going to know. And I'm about to actually go speak in one of her courses. So like, truly, it's like a full circle moment. Whatever. Anyway, I know that was very dramatic.
Oh no.
Like, let's start over. Person. We had this client. She's a wedding painter. And she's very, very good and very detail-oriented to the face. So like, somebody had shared SCM, like we had just launched with her. And so we had our call and we did a 6-week trial. I don't do that shit anymore, but it was in the beginning.
6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Whoa.
I did like month to month in the beginning. I know.
Month to month?
I told my dad that truly everybody has a good heart and then nobody's going to terminate. And I didn't need contracts in the beginning either. Like, I was dumb, first off.
You can't see my face. My mouth is open. Eyes are wide. I'm in shock.
Just don't do that. Anyway. So 6-week trial, we did Instagram, Facebook, because she was so scared of TikTok. Everybody knows everybody's reasoning to be scared of TikTok. Anyway, whatever. And like, nothing was really, I mean, the needle was moving, but it wasn't like, whatever. So MC at the time literally was like gung-ho on TikTok. TikTok was like kind of newish, but like we knew it was like up and coming. This was 2021. I had went in 2020 to a conference and they were like, TikTok is taking off. You have to get on it. And then COVID happened and everybody was like, eh. So anyway, so TikTok at the time was huge. And so she agreed after the 6 weeks to get on it. And when she did on Instagram, she had 11,000 followers And overnight, I've never witnessed it with my own eyeballs, went from like zero to 30,000 followers. Shit went viral overnight. She then booked out 2 years in advance and got hired to do a celebrity wedding in LA.
Oh my God.
It was like so good. But the thing, the whole point of this story is you have to trust the person that's marketing for you.
Because you are paying them to do the service they specialize in.
And I'm going to
paying for their expertise.
Exactly. And I'm also going to say this, social media is trial and error. So if we don't put out enough content to know who you are, what you're about to learn, every move of your audience, it's not going to work. If you don't allow us the space to do trial and error and trust the process, I always tell people this, especially if you're doing organic social media, which means you're not putting money behind ads to get out to a certain audience or to grow in that capacity. If it's just organic social media, you have to at least give 6 months. I would say a year, but 6 months.
Yeah.
It's going to start ticking up slowly but surely, but I'm starting to see like a true return 3 years later.
Yes.
And that's because I've never spent a dollar on ads or any type of anything to get my name out there. It's all been giving away stuff for free or organic social media. And now I'm starting to set myself up as different avenues where we have conferences and we have coaching and we have all these other like things that we've built along the way, but you have to trust the process.
Yeah.
You have to trust the person that's doing it for you.
Yep.
Cool.
If you're ready to break through that small town mentality and take your business, brand, or corporate jobs to the next level, then Damn Good Marketing Live 2024 is for you. Now picture yourself surrounded by a community of like-minded individuals, all hungry for growth and success. DGML is your gateway to unparalleled networking opportunities and invaluable insights from industry experts. If you're ready to move that needle in your business and embrace a transformative experience, then I invite you to join us at DGML this year. Trust me, I've been in your shoes searching for that missing piece, and now I'm bringing it back to Louisiana because I know firsthand the power of putting yourself in the room. Because once you do, you'll be amazed by the transformation. So don't miss out. Secure your spot to Damn Good Marketing Live 2024. Check the link below in the description and let us know if you have any questions.
Number six. Ooh, we're not doing that one. Number seven. How do you handle negative feedback and comments on social or in general?
Like as a social media manager. Social or just if I hear them about social, like my social?
No. Just negative comments on social. Let's do that. Someone told me that I deleted it though. Don't take my advice. I just didn't like what they said. The post I posted the other day is one of the ones that just recently went viral. Mm-hmm. Someone said that's also what Hitler said. And I was like, that has no space to live on the internet. We're going to delete you. So I deleted that one. But what is your take on getting negative feedback, whether that is like a review, distasteful comments, whatever that may look like? What is your feedback on that?
I think you're putting yourself out there on the internet. People are going to, like, you're a little like opening the gates. Like, there's anyone that can see your content, and there's all kinds of different people in the world. I think for bad Google reviews, I wouldn't delete them.
You can't.
Oh, don't. Can't. See? Perfect. Like
Google, you can't touch it.
Addressing it is key. I think some stuff like on Instagram that's just like senseless, like that kind of comment, either leave it alone or delete it. Because some stuff, it's just kind of, it's like, it doesn't serve a purpose on your platform. Like it's, but you do not need to combat everything. I feel like if anything, it'll look worse if you're trying to fight every person on the internet. Sometimes you either have to delete or let stuff sit.
I like it.
But
I'm going to agree to disagree on some of what you just said.
I will have instances with clients, actually, where people respond and it's like, it's negative, but it's like, I have ground to speak here. So I'm going to like eloquently like say my position to like try and like remedy the negative situation without giving them any like fuel for their fire.
I like it.
What do you disagree with? We gotta talk about that now.
Well, now I don't necessarily know.
Okay, good.
I'll say this. This is what I'll say. Number one, Google, you cannot remove. And I'm going to say it louder for the people in the back because we're not that loud on this podcast. The audio kind of probably sucks because we don't have mics. Number one. Number two, if you are a Google reviewer, the only person that can take down a Google review is the person that left the Google review. So we just found this all out. So, which we knew, I knew that, but like we.
That's because we don't like. We don't
but you also them. Can't remove Facebook. Okay, so you can't remove reviews, period. Like, yeah. You cannot remove them. You can turn them off on Facebook, but you cannot delete them, and you just can't delete or do anything with Google unless you contact that person and they will delete it. But with negative comments or any type of engagement, number one, I welcome it unless it's like the person that left the Hitler comment. And I was like, yeah, you're that's just, like, you're senseless. Not necessary. You're not, this yeah. is not necessary. Like, if someone said, oh, you're ugly or like fat or something, like, I don't really care. Like, I'll leave that. Like, I that agree. Doesn't bother me. But like when stuff like that, I just don't find that that's necessary. Number one, this is helping with your engagement. So let them come out the woodworks. You do not have to address it. You don't have to like say anything back. If you want to keep it short, sweet, to the point, don't set fire to the fuel, like at all, or fuel to the fire. Whatever.
Don't argue online. If you don't, do not argue.
It's someone that's online. Empty behind a picture that is feels some sort of way to like feel that power behind leaving a negative comment. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then also, if you genuinely know the story, because like there are clients that we deal with like negative reviews, meaning like they come with like different negative comments or something is said about them online. We address the situation behind closed doors. We ask what happened. And then we all talk about it as a team. What would actually benefit us to respond to this or give energy to it? So ask yourself that before you actually dwell on the comment. And then also, if you dwell too much on negative, it is going to get planted into your brain that maybe you did do something wrong, or maybe you aren't qualified to do X, Y, Z. So just keep that in mind, like take the negative comments with a grain of salt and then move the hell on.
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, what is the most challenging? Okay, wait, I don't feel like people can hear me. What is the most challenging aspect of being a social media manager and how do you overcome it? I can't wait.
I think honestly, the most, it's not the workload, it's not anything like that.
It's working for Shelby. Kidding.
Getting, yeah, that's
shut
it.
No, no, shut your face.
It's getting the client to trust you sometimes. That, I think that's the hardest. It's like, I not, like, how I feel is, in a way, this content has my name on it. The world might not know, but I know. Why would I want this to fail? So like, I need you to just like, trust me. And like, see, let's see how this does. I'm not going to post anything crazy. Everything is posted with approval. But also, like, again, you're hiring a specialist in a way. And it's like, let me like kind of like do my thing. And we can talk about it at, like in a few days. If you didn't like how it performed, then we can like discuss. But just trust me. That's really hard.
I think what's going on right now is there's so, this is
sidebar.
Screw it. There are so many social media managers and marketers out there that give us a bad rap. If you're good at your job, kudos. Like, cool, competition is really healthy and good for you. Does it suck sometimes? Absolutely. But the people that aren't good at their job, we suffer, or the people that are good at their job suffer for the people that are bad, which happens in every industry. I agree with you on the social media management side is if you're hiring us at a premium price, trust us that we know what we're doing. Yeah. But if you're hiring us, it is an investment. And what does that mean? It is a risk. And what does that mean? You have to actually give us time to test things to see what works and what doesn't work. And honestly, ultimately, I've probably had honest conversations. Do I like it? Where we failed or it's just not a good match where it's like, I'm accepting that this just isn't a great partnership and we should terminate.
And that's okay.
That is that just is, something that is with life and with social media management that it's just, it's a lot. And it never turns off. I will say the other thing is that it never turns that's off. It is a lot harder to be a social media manager than people think. I've been doing this for 3 years. She's only been doing it for a year. But in the same sense, I feel like I've been doing it for 10. How long do you feel like you've been?
Like I've been doing it for like 3 years. Like, truly. Because it never turns off. And so then, like...
It's a constant drain.
Like, there are so many hard jobs in the world. But in some sense, it's like I have to rewire my, like, schedule my brain because of this job to like know like when I have to check accounts and when it's okay for me to turn it off, but I can never really turn it off. Because if I get a crazy text like 10 o'clock, but the post is, God forbid, wrong. You know what I mean? It's like I have to handle that. You know?
Or there's something, we deal with a lot of service-based industries where like restaurants.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So anyway, whatever. So that's challenging aspect. Okay. How important is data and analytics in social media strategy?
It's important because numbers don't lie. But also, we have a 6-month contract for a reason, because it's organic. We're trying to slowly grow. We're not trying to just boost. We're not trying to just boost, like use money, like boost all like the numbers. Like we want to actually like build a platform that's not sugar-coated in any way. Does that make sense?
Yes. Tell them what analytics they should really focus on. Talk louder.
Saves and shares, guys. Saves and shares. Those are your huge ones. Because it's like, did we talk about in this podcast about like lurkers?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll go into it again. Like on Facebook?
Let's break it down by platform.
Yeah.
Generational.
Facebook is your mom and your grandma, and they are going to comment and like everything. We have, okay, can I say?
I'm scared, but sure.
We have one client, and their family comments on every single post. Every single post, I'm replying back, like that, like every single one on Facebook without fail. That is that over there. But Instagram, you have people like me, you have Gen Zers, they're lurkers, and we do not want to engage. Like I was telling Shelby, I will love a post. I will think about it the next few days, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to pull it back up because it's just so good. And I'll go to pull it up thinking I liked it or saved it, didn't do either. Because like I just don't get the impulse to do that. I think we did talk about this.
We did talk about this, but not in this one because we deleted it. I deleted the other episode.
I don't get the impulse to like stuff and save stuff because it's like I want to like creep in a way. I'm not a creep, but
I will say this: a lot of people though are lurkers.
Yeah,
outside of Facebook.
Yes,
Facebook
is a different beast.
If your content is correct and it's engaging, you will get engagement to an extent. But a lot of my clients came; they don't comment on my shit. They've never, I didn't even know they followed me.
That's like a surprise, yeah.
So like truly, you do have lurkers. So literally when you're caught up in the vanity metrics, analytics are important. Numbers are important. We run documents and data of like 70 pages.
Follower count is different from like analytics and like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, you can track follower count with your analytics. Yeah, you can. But in the same sense is like. It's just a touchy conversation.
I don't care how many followers you have. I care how many followers we got from this reel. Do you agree with that?
And that converts into like staying.
Yeah.
Because like TikTok is different.
You can buy 20,000 followers. Cool.
But none of them that like too. Your stuff. You can, oh my God. We can go into like buying in a whole. You can be my co-host for now.
Really?
Sure.
Oh my God. I went from fired to being promoted.
That wasn't in this episode.
Oh, she thought, yeah, it was. She
no, it wasn't, not this
me.
One.
Well, guys, she threatened to fire me if this didn't do well. So you'll find out.
Wait,
next time.
No, it was not because of that. It was because of something else, but I can't remember what it was.
My job's on the line. Please like this episode.
It's because you won't show me your saved folder.
That's what it is.
Whatever. Okay.
It's 2 in the morning.
Last. Okay. This could be the last question. We are at 40 minutes, but. Can you share a quick tip or trick that has consistently worked well for you in social media marketing?
I mean, video. Yeah. It's hard because one size doesn't fit all, but video has never failed.
If you aren't boring.
Ever. Well. Make sure your camera's clean when you video, though.
I think that was the other episode, too.
Oh, my gosh. My biggest tip, clean your camera because you can post an amazing reel. It can be so good. If your camera is dirty, I am not watching it. I'm surely
you're
swiping.
So dramatic. I apparently have dirty camera. She admitted
no, you
it
don't.
To me. I'm kidding. I'll say this. You can't be boring and you have to be a little ahead of the game when it comes to video. Mm-hmm. In a sense of like a lot of the choppy cuts work right now. A lot of voiceover with doing said product or service or performing or demonstrating certain things works really well right now. Yeah. Or if you have a mic that's not hooked up and you're just sitting here works really well right now. or just you being someone that's engaging to listen to. Like, get to the point. For example, I'll say, like, let me tell you three reasons why, or scratch that. Three reasons why you should be at DG Mail this year. Cut. And then it should be like, it's for blank, 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 blank. Cut. It's going to be da-da-da-da-da. Cut. Mm-hmm. Like, you have, like, one of my videos like that did way better than the, like, well-thought-out hype videos, because it was just choppy and to the point. So just be well thought, like, make your content well thought out and think about your consumer. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, we actually are very nice, I think. You can DM us.
Yeah, DM us. We'll help.
She might not answer because she's a Gen Z, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite part about SCM? Fast. Yeah. Don't think about it.
The team.
Do we have exciting things coming up?
Oh my God, yeah. Yes. Literally stay tuned. I'm not being a salesperson. Things are happening, things are changing, things are growing, and you guys are going to come along, hopefully.
Do you think people are going to be shocked?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, like, what is Shelby doing? Like, yeah, like, people are going to be talking.
Mic drop. Are you excited about it?
Yes.
Does it make you nervous?
It literally, yes, but it can't come any sooner. Like, I want it to be tomorrow.
We're counting the days down.
And y'all are going to be shocked. Like, it's something you didn't see coming.
But did they?
Maybe. Maybe the OGers did.
I don't feel like they did.
I mean, we'll find out when it gets here.
What? Why do you think people should be at DGML?
Because you're putting yourself in the room that you want to be in. You're surrounding yourself with like-minded people that want to grow, that want to dig deep, and want to build a community together. It's networking. It's educational. You're building genuine friendships. I met so many people at DGML that I still, like, follow and support on social media actively. I haven't talked to them since DGML, but I'm their biggest fan online.
You know, who are you most excited to see speak?
Shelby Clinton. I guess Shelby.
I'm kidding. Who are you fangirling over?
Brenna McGowan, I think.
Why?
I just think, like, email marketing is such a beast.
Shut your face.
I do. there's so many ins and outs in it, and, like, it's its whole thing. And, like, I think we're really good at it, but, like, you can just keep going deeper into it. And so, like, I think that's really interesting.
When is this episode launching? What's next Wednesday? I think this is next
May 1st.
What do you want to tell them about the week after? What did we decide to do last week? Don't give them the super deets. It's going to be like, are you trying to read my mind? Remember I made the freebie and I was like, I opt into this weekly newsletter.
Guys. Okay. I do remember. And I'm actually so excited because you're going to get to know the team up close and personal.
Okay. Don't give them everything.
It's exciting.
You can give them a little more than that.
you're gonna get to know the SCM team inside and out. It's gonna be personalized. We're gonna all be besties. And
what's the value?
I don't want to give them that.
It's gonna be an easy way that is gonna be handed to you on a silver platter on how to make certain types of content.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'll give you a hint. It's gonna be big.
I was supposed to say that?
No.
Okay.
But I gave myself permission to say that. You're like, wait, should I have said
and
that?
And I'm like,
Okay. I love that you have one. All right. Do you want to sign them out since you listen to all my podcasts and you know what I say at the end?
I do.
Go.
Don't forget to get your ticket to Damn Good Marketing Live and any other events we have coming up because we're amazing and love you.
Is that what I say every time?
It's Shelby. Bye.
Okay, if you like this episode, she clearly doesn't watch or listen. Shush. If you like this episode, don't forget to like, comment, share, leave us a freaking review. We are excited to see you. We have a lot of things coming up and we can't wait to share with you. But you know us, we are hype girlies and we like to keep it in until it comes out. But until next time, let's freaking get it.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Damn Good Marketing Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you comment, review, share it with a friend. Come back next week. And until next time, let's freaking get it.